Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our 930 Knucklehead runners up today. We'll go down to Florida first, where we got a Wisconsin woman by the name of Colleen who went down there last weekend to just kind of check out the Villages, America's biggest retirement community, and see if it was her. So she figured since she was down there, she was going to get up to speed with everybody else and start drinking and golf carting. And that's what she did. And she got pulled over by the cops down there. And
Who knew retirement could be this much fun?
Well, they tried to run her through the field sobriety exercises, and she didn't perform well. And she said, oh, it has nothing to do with my 0.11 blood alcohol level. It's the bunion surgery I just did. Then we got the guy who free climbed the mountain face in Boulder, Colorado over the weekend and got stuck. 28-year-old climber. He got tired. He just said 169 feet up. He got tired and he stopped. I can't go anymore.
This is young man's game.
So he called for help. And so the rescuers have to get out there, and it took them 90 minutes to safely execute the rescue because this guy just didn't feel like doing it anymore. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is going to be Airdrop Larry.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Lusty Larry. They think he's in his early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, Larry. And the cops were waiting for him in Denver when the flight landed on Saturday. They were coming from Detroit to Denver, and he pulled out his D on that Southwest Airlines flight. Well, not technically. He just pulled out a picture of his junk and decided to airdrop that picture to everyone on the plane. So this woman who posted about it on TikTok ended up calling him out and calling a flight attendant. And she was sitting a couple seats away from him on the same row, and she saw everything there that Larry had to offer. And Larry said, yeah, they asked him, did you send the photo? And he said, yeah, I did that. And he's just trying to have a little fun. Well, nobody thought it was fun. They probably all applauded when the cops were waiting for him at the end of the tunnel and hauled him off.
Yeah.
He had to button up his pants, I think, first. I don't know if the picture was something he took while he was on the plane. I don't think so, because it involved somebody else. Somebody else was in on the picture with him. I think he was just proud that he had a moment with someone else and wanted to show it to everybody as proof.
I'll give him a little bit of credit for being 70-something years old and knowing how to airdrop, because I'm not sure I know how to do that. But everybody be warned, if you have Airdrop Larry is on your flight.
I have a drop in there, speaking of drops, of Charles Barkley talking about technology. This is, if you want to play Chuck, I imagine that Larry knows more than Chuck does right here.
Excuse me, can you take a video of me right now?
What do you need me to do?
Just hold it, face it, thank you, okay?
Wait, can I get in myself in it?
Want to do a selfie?
I want to do a selfie.
Do a selfie.
I'm not in the picture right now. So how do I make this work for me? I want both of us to be in it. This is a TikTok?
This is a TikTok.
I want to do a TikTok where we both in it.
We got this.
Okay, we got it?
We got this.
Yeah, that's about how I would be.
Larry's ahead of Charles.
Charles.
Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Hey, kids under 12 eat free with a paying adult at the Rockfish Grill. Find out more at anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.